Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program. The teacher with me, Ata, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for this episode of the program, the teacher want to continue our discussion on the concept of ma'rifat al-nafs. In our previous episode, we gave our dear listeners, brothers and sisters, a general picture or definition of what is ma'rifat al-nafs and what do we mean exactly. In this episode, inshallah, we want to get into more practical aspects of ma'rifat al-nafs. Sayyid Mahdi, let's start with you this episode, brother. So self-knowledge or ma'rifat al-nafs is known as a bridge to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, some people might say that how is it possible that through knowing yourself, you're going to know your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you answer this question, brother? What's the bridge between the two?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is quite a difficult question when it comes to the various theological and philosophical aspects of the discussion, right? It's one of these traditions that we find where it says that if one knows their own self, that they will know their Lord, they will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this too is kind of interpreted or understood in different ways. Some have said that this shows that if one is able to recognize themselves, understand themselves, know themselves, then they will also be able to know their Lord, their Creator, the Almighty Allah. It's interesting, I believe Mulla Sadra, the great philosopher, he has said that this actually points to the fact that it might be possible to know the Lord, but that it is incredibly difficult to be able to know the Lord. And so it's kind of something that is a difficult statement. But yes. I think if we start to realize who we are, and again, it goes back to the last episode's discussion of where we came from, where we're going. Our Creator is the Almighty Allah. We are from Him. We will return to Him. This kind of gives you, you know, some kind of, I guess, hints or clues to what's going on. So the ultimate purpose of a human being is to reach this kind of perfection, this insanic kamil, this perfect, complete human being. And that perfect, complete human being in reality is the manifestation of the divine names and the attributes of the Almighty Allah. Mm-hmm. So you see, we start to make these kind of connections or connect the dots, if you will. And so, yes, if a human being knows themselves and they start to walk upon this path of going towards this perfect human being, they will start to get glimpses of what the Almighty Lord is like, or some of the at least superficial characteristics and qualities of the Almighty Allah.
That's right. Maulana, the famous Persian poet, puts it this way, that Ruzha fikr man in ast wa hame shab sukhanam, during the days I think, and during the nights I'll talk, or again I think to myself, ke chara ghafil az ahwal dil khishtanam, why am I neglectful about my own soul? Dil here means soul. Az koja amadam behr che bud, be koja miravam akhar nanemayi watanam. In fact, where did I come from? Where do I go to? And at last, I would not know exactly that what was the main purpose in my life. I mean,
interesting,
really interesting. This type of approach to life makes a person in pursuit of perfection, Shaykh Rouhani. Then you are not limited. For example, consider that in the early morning, you wake up, you open your eyes, and this is your main question. As koja amadam, amadanam behre che bud. In fact, every day you are looking for the benefit in your life. In fact, spiritual benefit, major philosophical questions comes to your mind, that what is the philosophy of life and what is the meaning of life? Nowadays, so many people, especially in the Western world, are after the meaning of life. I mean, such ma'rifat al-nafs and self-knowledge gives you a kind of tool in order to be after the major questions in your life, and at the end of the day, your life will not be fruitless. Am I right, Sheikh?
Yes, of course, absolutely. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, when we are born in this world, the very, very important question here is that, why am I here in this world? How did I come to this world?
Mm-hmm.
Someone brought me to this world, or I came to this world by myself. Did I myself bring me to this world?
Mm-hmm.
Or I am brought by someone else? If someone else is there, and who is he, and what should I do? What mm-hmm. is my duty and responsibility in this world? Because when we are born in this world, when you open our eyes, we see ourselves like inside a kind of sheep which is moving on the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And the whole life, the entire world is like this. And then when we look at the ocean, every side we see nothing, just waves of waters.
Mm-hmm.
Then we should ask ourselves that, okay, now this sheep is moving and I'm here, and around me only there are, let's say, waters. What I see is nothing but water. Then my question now is that, okay, how should I move on this, let's say, ocean? Towards which kind of direction I should move this sheep?
Yes.
Because it's already moving.
Very good.
You know, and I have to control it, and I have to guide it towards the correct direction.
That's right.
This kind of question every day we can ask ourselves. Every single day we can ask ourselves that, okay, I am here in this world. Because every day when you open your eyes, when you wake up, it's like this, that you are born in this world.
Yes, very
you know,
good.
Because when you sleep,
it must be as
like,
if you are born again.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
The same way.
Yes.
That the first time that you open your eyes, you see yourself in this world. And every day in the morning, you open your eyes and you see yourself in this world. So now you have to ask yourself, okay, how should I leave today?
Mm-hmm.
Another day is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Another chance.
As a golden
right.
opportunity.
Very good.
So this is an opportunity for my perfection, for my improvement. Now I have to make use of this opportunity. How?
Mm-hmm.
So that is why ma'rifatun nafs, as you rightly mentioned,
that's right.
here is really crucial and essential.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't know ourselves, then of course we cannot direct this sheep towards the correct direction.
That's right. Very
and
good.
From where I should get this yes. direction?
Yes.
Should I refer to the scientists?
Mm-hmm.
To the knowledges like sciences like chemistry, biology, I don't know, physics, psychology,
right.
these kind of sciences?
Very good.
The people of these kind of sciences are already like me,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a psychologist, a physician, for example, a man of, for example, chemistry, biology, geography, all these sciences.
That's right.
They are exactly like me.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone who knows this direction, who knows this direction.
Very good.
And he should not be like me.
He should be like me. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. He should be in contact with another source of knowledge.
That's right.
Which is divine knowledge, which mm-hmm. is revelation. That
who
is why you have to
over my
yeah,
creation
exactly.
rather than
exactly.
my attributes. Okay.
The one who is
that's
exactly
right.
like me inside the
yeah.
same ship,
yes.
he cannot guide me because he knows nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Here we should receive a message from someone who is outside this ship,
all right.
who found this direction and who knows what is the true direction.
Mm-hmm.
That is why every day we should live in accordance with those directions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are moving towards that direction
good.
And we have to move this ship towards that direction
all
to
right.
be saved. Yeah?
Right.
That is why in the very beautiful hadith says that مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ كَمَثَلِ سَفِينَةِ
نُوحِ
مَنْ رَكَبَهَا نَجَى وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا غَرِقْ
yes.
says that this, let's say, ark of salvation
yes.
is my أهل البيت.
Yes.
If you want to be saved on this ark, on this ship,
yes.
you have to find the direction from Ahl al-Bayt.
Yes.
The other directions
otherwise you
will
not drown.
Save you.
Yes.
yes.
Otherwise you
will
drown. That's
yeah.
right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
But Said Mahdi, the ordinary lifestyle, I mean the regular lifestyle from the early morning we wake up is really different now.
Yes.
So many engagements in the materialistic modern world, and which stop us and block us from knowing ourselves. And I do want to say that nowadays, self-knowledge is very much changed to other knowledge. Mm. I mean, whether you know others rather than yourselves, or right. others know you rather than you yourself. Okay? Right. Am I right? What should we do with this way, brother?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, this is the way that the world has changed. I think one of the reasons that this kind of thinking or perspective is so popular now, of course, it goes back to what Sheikh Rouhani said. You know, once an individual and a lot of individuals together become a society, once an individual and a society start to disconnect from that messenger that is supposed to guide that ship that he was talking about, then the ship starts to go left and right, it becomes lost, and eventually it will drown, which is what you're seeing in many of, for example, Western civilization. On the ground realities, you will see poverty, you will see homelessness, you will see suicide, you will see physical abuse, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, moral and corrupt vices are becoming prevalent. And so in many places across the world where they have cut themselves off from this messenger that was supposed to guide the ship, the ship is really drowning when you go and you look past the Hollywood image that they're portraying. And so this is this cutting off from this messenger, this divine aspect from religion, from Islam, is creating these kind of thinking where, you know, you think more about others, others think more about you.
That's right.
And we don't think about ourselves as much as we should be.
Of course, this thinking about ourselves does not mean that we are careless about other people. But this means that it is a kind of self-knowledge or a kind of spiritual wavering inside ourselves rather than being engaged with the lives of others, as we see nowadays, the people on social media scrolling the cell phone about their lives and the details of other lives. These are obstacles and preventions in knowing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. These are obstacles. It's interesting. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said to Imam Ali alayhi salam once, he said that when people start to point at others' mistakes, that you should remember to look within yourself for mistakes. Mm-hmm. I think this kind of speaks about this phenomenon where now we are so busy looking at others' lives or pointing out their mistakes or engrossed in other people's lives, that it is definitely a time to kind of turn back and pay attention to ourselves. There's another tradition from Imam Sajjad, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and he says that make sure to take note and to take into consideration your own selves, because nobody else will take it into consideration.
Wow.
So these kind of things, it really teaches you that we should reflect upon ourselves, know ourselves, so that, you know, we can live a more prosperous and healthy life.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much. Again, we are running out of time and there are so many questions regarding ma'rifatun nafs. I mean, some people might ask, give us some practical guidelines.
Sure,
if you want to have some ma'rifatun nafs, what should we do? What are the authentic references in order to refer to? Nowadays, we see that these NRM, new religious movements, are also very much active. They are talking about self-knowledge too. So what would be the difference between the spiritual movements and the authentic religious movements? These are the questions, inshallah, to be answered by you, Sayyid Mehdi, and Sheikh Rouhani, upcoming session of the program, The Teacher. But thank you very much for this episode. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us, to the program, The Teacher. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, continue our discussion on ma'rifat or nafs. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Mu'allim.